Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are back for another episode of Coffee Talk with Friends, the show about other people's opinions and not my loud-ass opinions. Today's guest is, I was really excited about this. I hit her in the DMs. I was hunting her down. We got somebody real special. We got a mega celebrity in the building. Let me take a sip. We got Rain in the building. If you remember her, she was at, where were you at, Rain? Where were you at?
SummerSlam.
SummerSlam. Ring announcing for WWE. She earned it by being picked out of millions and millions of people. Welcome, Rain, to Coffee Talk with Friends.
Oh my God, thank you so much for having me. That's such a great introduction. I love it. I love it.
Thank you. So let's jump right in. You were the winner. It was a TikTok competition, right?
Yes.
For the best ringside announcer to announce at SummerSlam. Why did you enter, first of all? And two, did you think you were going to win?
Okay, so, well, I'll answer number two real quick. I didn't think I would win at all. because whenever you'd scroll on TikTok for the hashtag WWE Announcer Contest, you have to keep scrolling to find my videos. So I was just like, okay, I don't think they're going to see my video, so I probably won't win anymore. I joined the contest because it's always been my dream to make it to WWE, whether it be like backstage or, I mean, like working backstage or, you know, as a ring announcer or manager or as a character, basically. And ring announcing, honestly, it's something that I found out I can do by accident this past March.
Really?
Yeah.
After you answer the question, you got to tell me about it.
So to me, you know, I was like, well, I've only done this since March. Like prior to SummerSlam, I've only ring announced probably 6 or 7 times at wrestling events prior to SummerSlam. So I was like, well, I don't know if I'm qualified enough to join this contest, but you know what? Let me create a TikTok account and let me join this contest and we'll see. I mean, it's free to create an account anyway. So ahead, it's just, you know, if I do win, number one, I can prove to myself that the contest is not rigged. Like you don't have like a definite winner. And then number two, it's like, to me, it's like an opportunity basically to kind of, you know, perform, you know, inside a WWE ring.
That's awesome. That's sick. So how... what happened when you found out you got did you get a call, an email? Like, how did it go down when you found out you were the winner?
So I actually got an email like on Wednesday night. And you know, that's how I found out that I won the contest. And I remember seeing the email and I was just like, my heart just stopped. And I, next thing I know, I'm on the floor crying. And my husband's like, what's going on? What's happening? He thought someone died. Because I was just like having like my moment. Like someone could probably have given me an Oscar at that point. I was just like, because I couldn't believe it, you know. And then so I was just on the floor crying. He's like, what's going on? What's going on? And I couldn't talk. I just showed him my phone. And he's like, oh my God. He's like, you won. And I said, oh my God, yes. And then so I was just like, I don't know. I was just shocked because I couldn't believe that like, they picked me.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. So you get picked. I guess you reply. You send an email out. Is this the Wednesday before SummerSlam? Like the Wednesday, the week of, or was it the week before something? Okay, it's the week of.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's why I was like, oh, okay. When are they gonna like, you know, pick the winner? And then like Wednesday night, I found out. So I was like,
wow. So. What happens after? Do you end up on a private jet or what's going on?
Well, the private jet, well, I guess it was occupied at that time. So they booked me a flight to go to Vegas. Well, actually, not just myself, my husband as well. So they booked us a flight.
They booked for the family? Let's go!
Yeah. So they paid for our flights, my husband and myself. And then when we got to Vegas, we got a car service to our hotel. I mean, my husband and I were like, wow, this is crazy, you know? And then after that, you know, they also booked our hotel. And then morning of SummerSlam, we had another car service to Allegiant Stadium. Mm.
Big baller status, big baller status. So leaving the state, I'm trying to help the people who are watching this and listening to this envision what's going on. So flight booked, you fly to Vegas, boom, land in Vegas, car service to the nice hotel. You pull up, you go, get upstairs, beautiful room. Then it's time to head to the arena. Then you get to the arena. Walk me through going through the arena. I'm seeing you see big lights. You see the WWE trucks. How are you feeling at this moment?
Oh, God. At that time when I walked into Allegiant Stadium, I was just like, first of all, in my head, it's like, okay, so I guess like people get here like really early because they have to set up. Because we got there at 8:45 in the morning. Right? SummerSlam was at 4, or at least the kickoff started at 4 o'clock.
So and wait, you got there at 8:45 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And the actual show starts at 4 p.m. So basically, it's like an 8-hour difference before the show actually starts.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. And then, so I got there, I was already like dressed up. Like how you saw me on TV, that's like how I got there.
Okay.
I was like in my head, I was like, well, I don't know what's going to go down. Like, I just want to look presentable. So.
Yeah, obviously, yes. Understandable.
Yeah. So I got like a makeup artist, like meet me at my hotel. And I was just like, I was literally in Vegas the night before looking for a makeup artist that could help me out. I cannot do makeup myself. I cannot fix my hair. So I was just like, I don't know. I need to find someone. So it's like 9 o'clock at night, you know, Friday night in Vegas. I was just like looking for someone to like. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we got to Allegiant Stadium and I remember seeing, well, first of all, like backstage, I met with the digital team and they were the ones who were responsible for the contest. And, you know, we had breakfast, you know, WWE catering, really good.
Hold on. Walk me through that breakfast because one of my dreams in life is to eat some WWE catering. Walk me through that breakfast real quick. Talk about that breakfast.
Okay. So the breakfast, it's basically, you know, like this, well, it's kind of like buffet style, except that now they are serving it, you know, for you. I guess that's how it's always been. I'm not really sure, but it's kind of like, think of like catering style, but there's someone like serving the food for you. Mm-hmm. And so for breakfast, they had some, oh God, I think the scrambled eggs had like really like creamy melted cheese. Cause I really remember that. And then there's sausage, bacon, some potatoes, not just like bread, but they're like you know, chopped potatoes and.
I know what you're talking about. A little hash.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So really good, and then they have like, what do you call this? Oh, they have like a fridge filled with like you know drinks and that different kinds of coffee.
Okay, let's talk about the coffee. Yeah. Always.
So it was really nice, and they had a bunch of fruits, and you know. Everyone who would go there would not leave hungry, let me tell you.
I like how that sounds. So you sat down with the digital team, boom, boom, boom. What y'all talking about? If you can talk about that.
Yeah, so basically they were, you know, telling me, hey, so you will be announcing Big E versus Baron Corbin tonight. And so, I didn't find out that I would be announcing that match until the day of, which honestly, for me personally, it worked out because I feel like had I known the night before that I'd be announcing that match, I probably would have rehearsed and kind of like, I don't know, not enjoyed a moment anymore because I gotta rehearse this. So it's nice that I found out the day of, because to me, it's just like, okay, cool. It's kind of like to me, you know, going to, you know, some of my indie shows were in, surprise, we'll be announcing this. Okay, cool. That's how it felt for me. So yeah, and then throughout the day, they would just introduce me to people who work behind the scenes and to, you know, superstars that are just like walking out in the arena. So that was really cool. And when they walked me out to the actual, like, you know, like the where the field basically, I remember looking around and I was like, man, this is amazing. Like, just to be like in that field. And because like at that time, it was probably what, like 9:30? You know, arena's empty. You know, it's just like people, you know, kind of like who were setting up were there. And it's like looking at like empty seats. It's like weird and then cool at the same time. Like weird because, okay, how come there's no people? And but cool because you're like, okay, well, I'm here this early. That's why there's no people yet. But it's like you get to like really like you get to really enjoy that feeling of like, okay, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah. It to me, I was able to kind of like take it all in without like the without like the extra stuff at that point. It was just mostly like me feeling the moment of like, oh God, I'm here at Allegiant Stadium. This is gonna happen.
Yeah. So leading up to that moment, were you nervous to the point that when you lead up to the moment that you have to do your announcement, were you nervous? Or were you just like, okay, you know what? I'm here already. They already picked me. They're going to get what they're going to get. Or were you like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God?
I was mostly excited. Like, to be honest with you, ever since I joined the contest, I mean, honestly, not even before this contest happened, dream. So being able to ring announce at SummerSlam, you know, to me, it was like, oh my God, this is going to be a realization of my dream. Like it, you know, it will happen. So it's more of like, I was just like excited. I could not wait to do it.
I'm really happy for you. You know what really like made me happy about it's going to sound crazy. So first of all, you follow the Jabba Tears page. Shout out to you for that one. Thank you. But you didn't have like a crazy following.
Mm-mm.
Like you had like your core fan base. And, you know, they supported you. I saw you had a very high engagement following, whatever. But the numbers weren't crazy when it came to following. You were just a girl who loves wrestling, who has her solid fan, little fan base. Not small, but a solid fan. But nothing like 100K, a million followers. You were just this girl who loves wrestling, who rings announcer on the independent scene. And when I saw you won, I was like, fuck yes. Yes.
Oh my God, thank you. And you know what? Like, yeah, you're right. Cause like on my Instagram, I think before the contest, I only had like, I was barely making it to like 800. And I was just like really happy. I was like, when is this gonna hit 800? Cause like, I'd be really, like really happy. It was like stuck at 700 for a while. And I was like, come on, 800, let's go.
Where you at now?
Now I'm at 2,900. But it's crazy. Like, you're right. Like, I didn't have like a huge following. I just kept like posting my stuff. And even before I got involved in the indies, because I started my Instagram, I believe in 2019. And, you know, I'd slowly like gain followers. And honestly, I've met a lot of people because of wrestling. And they've been with me since day one. And that's really nice because I've developed friendships with people mm-hmm. all over the world because of wrestling. My TikTok, oh my God, I created the account just to join the contest. So my followers were literally like 60, I think, before SummerSlam. That's why to me it's like, well, yeah, I really don't think I'm gonna win. I don't have enough likes, like, you know, I don't have enough followers.
where's your followers now on TikTok?
TikTok, 3,600, I believe.
Nice. So after getting in the middle of the ring, doing that, what happened after? Are they going to keep in contact with you, or is there more opportunities ahead potentially?
So basically, I was told that, you know, the contest was just a one-time thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, hey, you'll never know. like, what's going to happen next type of deal. And I was just like, okay, cool. Thank you so much. So to me, I'm just going to keep doing my thing. You know, my, like I said, SummerSlam, I guess I mentioned earlier, SummerSlam was my probably sixth or seventh event to ring announce. But in total, SummerSlam was my 11th event.
Okay, you're fresh.
Yeah, like I literally just started in the Indies back in February. So to me, you know, I have, you know, I just want to keep getting my reps. And that's what I've been doing since SummerSlam, just doing more shows. Because to me, there's nothing, you know, better than being inside that ring and feeling the energy from the crowd and just doing your thing.
It's absolutely beautiful. So how has the Indies been treating you?
My close circle or?
Yeah, your closer core, your people that you know, and also you doing indie work now. Like, are you getting more bookings ever since you did that?
Yeah, bookings, yes. Like September, actually, I have an event every single week, which is good. Because, you know, it goes back to my mindset of like, I just want my reps. I want to keep doing this. Mm-hmm. And then in terms of like showing up to events, you know, my friends in the wrestling world, they're just like really happy for me. And because I think they're all before, yeah, I would tell them, I was like, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to win this. And then they're like, Ray, just, you know,
relax. Let's do it.
Fine. You'll be fine. You know, just do your thing. You know what you can do. And then after I won, you know, every time I see them at events now, they're like, congratulations. And then I have like just random people come up to me at my events now and they tell me, oh my God, you know, we saw you at SummerSlam or we were there and great job. And I've had like people take pictures with me and that's really nice. Cause it's like, to me, it's like, I love that interaction with people. We're in, to me, it's like, oh my God, you know, I'm glad I was able to, you know, entertain you guys. So.
That's amazing. What do you want in the future?
So for me, I want to turn that one time spot into a full-time gig. So I really love working in the wrestling industry. To me, it's my passion. It combines two things that I love, which is, you know, live TV, live performing, and, you know, wrestling. So I really want to get back inside a WWE ring, be a full-time announcer, whether it be WWE or somewhere else. To me, again, because I just love wrestling. I just love being a part of that role. Like last night, man, I was ringside, you know, I was ring announcing. And then while I was at ringside, you know, it was a hardcore match that we had last night. So to me, I was doing the whole, like the reactions and like, because I was playing the whole role the whole night, you know? Yeah. I just love that. I love performing, so.
Now that's awesome. That's beautiful. So, how long have you been a wrestling? Been a wrestling fan for many years? Are you just recently a wrestling fan? Like, tell me a little bit about that.
So I became a wrestling fan in 2006. It was the year before I moved to the U.S.
Okay, moved from where?
From the Philippines.
Oh, okay. I know a couple of people from the Philippines, a couple of good friends of mine, you know. Nice. I Salmon, Spam. Spam eggs and rice in the morning. Clap. but yeah, wow. So you only been in the country for like a good amount of time, like 14
years. Yeah, like 14 years now.
14 years. That's beautiful. Yeah. Okay, so you started watching in 2006. So what made you get into it?
Oh, so I just remember seeing like John Cena. I was flipping through the channels and then I remember seeing John Cena and I was like, what is going on here? And they're hitting each other with chairs. And it's like, man, this is interesting. And at that time, since I knew my mom and my stepdad would be, you know, petitioning me to move here, I was trying to find some English programming that would help me kind of listen into more English. And to me, it's like, okay, how do people in America actually talk? You know, because we in the Philippines, we learn how to speak English, right, at school. But it wasn't like you go home, you don't really like, you know, speak English to your family. We go back to, you know, language. And so to me, it was like, okay, I want to find some English programming that's interesting, where and I can listen into English and, you know, figure out how Americans talk, and I found wrestling.
Wow.
I just never said fuck it to people, because at that time it was DX too, so.
So, a little Filipino girl uses wrestling to learn English. That is an American immigrant story at its finest.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's like, well, you know, hey, this is fun. And then I'm accomplishing my goal, like, you know, improving my English. I was like, hey, I'm hitting two birds with one stone here.
You definitely are. So you started in 06. It's 14 years of being a wrestling fan. So let's talk some wrestling right now. Okay. First question I got to ask you is top five favorite wrestlers. No particular order.
Okay. Well, I have John Cena and then Batista.
Okay.
And then, I have Trish Stratus, Lita, and Beth Phoenix.
Quality, quality, quality. Ain't mad at it. Ain't mad at it. So can you give me three wrestling moments that, like, you still think, like, oh, my God, what a moment?
Oh, God. Number one would be, I didn't get the chance to watch The Rock, because when I started watching wrestling, he wasn't,
he was gone.
He was
like part-time, basically.
Yeah, but I remember showing up at a WWE event here in Los Angeles, and it was the event wherein SmackDown moved to Fox.
Mm-hmm.
I was there live, and The Rock showed up. And I had never been at a place wherein it felt like the building was just shaking because everyone went wild, like wild. So that to me was like, oh my God, this is crazy. Like just the energy from the crowd and then the energy from The Rock. It was just like, I felt like I was taken into like an, I don't know, outer space. It was just like some wild ride, basically. But that one, I will not forget that moment ever in my life, because that was really an electrifying moment. So
he's the most electrifying man in sports entertainment. So yeah.
And then the next one would probably be watching Trish Stratus versus Lita at Trish's last match. This was back in 2006. I was still in the Philippines, and at that time, we would watch pay-per-views at movie theaters. Because we couldn't So we couldn't get pay-per-views at home. So at that time, you have to go to a movie theater to watch it live. So it was like 9 o'clock in the morning, I think, our time. And then my father and I went to the movie theater just to watch Unforgiven. Yeah, I think that was it. Yeah. And I just remember seeing her, you know, I was new to watching wrestling, and I was like, man, you know, she's so great. She accomplished that much in her career. And look at her and like in her hometown. And she had this great match against Lita. It was just like that feel good moment of like, you see someone accomplishing her dream and, you know, just, and people loved her. So I really remember that moment. Cause to me, it's like, man. And then, you know, obviously to me, it's like, you know, and then a woman accomplished that. That's amazing. You know,
it was dope. It was a dope moment, man.
Yeah. And then, oh God, this one literally just like moved to my top three, like from last month. This is John Cena versus Roman Reigns. I love that moment. Well, I guess number one, because I was there too. And then just feeling like the energy from the crowd, and how John Cena just kind of like lit up everyone, you know? At the same time, I love Roman Reigns as a heel. And to be honest with you, when I found out that, you know, it'll be John Cena versus Roman Reigns, in my head, I got to go to SummerSlam. Like, I got to see John Cena versus Roman Reigns. And I was like, well, I'm working that Saturday, so I guess I'm not going. But, you know, I still made it to SummerSlam somehow. And
took that day off from work.
Yep, I got the day off. So, no, just seeing that match and the whole thing with Brock Lesnar coming back, just that storyline of like now Paul Heyman's caught in the middle. I thought it was just like a good, you know, story. And at the same time, the going into SummerSlam in my head, well, you know, I love John Cena, but I don't think he's going to win. But there were times while watching that match, ran in my head, okay, wait, I think he might win now. I started questioning myself. But I love that match as well.
So let's move on a little bit further on to current events. And, you know, let's just talk a little bit. So what are you currently loving right now in professional wrestling?
Oh, God. What do I currently love? Well, you know, I love that I don't get to watch AEW a lot. I watch it like every now and then whenever I get a chance to. But I love how, you know, superstars that got released from WWE got a chance at AEW. Like, I love how Ruby Soho got that spotlight.
Love her. I love her. Yeah.
That's amazing, you know. So that's the classic story of, like, you know what, when one door closes, another one will open for you. And that's exactly what happened to her. So just beautiful, beautiful. Also with, you know, in, I know, it's NWA and, or sorry, it's
NWA.
Yeah. With, yeah. The Empower pay-per-view. I love that one. Cause to me, I know WWE had, Evolution a few years ago.
Yeah,
I was hoping it would do that again, but then, you know, they, you know, didn't do it anymore. So I was like, man, I wish there'd be another women's pay-per-view, and, you know, we got Empower. So I love that nowadays it's not just WWE that you can see on TV. There's a lot of wrestling that people can watch, people can enjoy. You know, there's a lot of wrestling that would cater to, you know, people's interests. Like, I know with WWE, I feel like they're mostly like sports entertainment.
Yeah.
Like, when I watch AEW, I feel like, you know, I'm at my indie shows just watching, like, pure wrestling.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's, like, a lot of choices now for us fans to, you know, to watch.
Nah, you're 100% right. It's we're at a different time. We have a lot of options that us as wrestling fans have now. So, you're such a positive person. You're so bubbly. You're so nice. But I'm going to ask this question. What's one thing you currently hate in professional wrestling right now? It could be anything.
Oh, God. What I hate is basically people who are not getting their chances. People who have put in work in the industry and still don't get that shot. And I feel bad, you know, because to me, now that I am a part of the indie scene, right, I see how hard these people work. You know, how hard these men and women, you know, work just so they could, you know, have a match. Like, literally last night, I had, like, you know, I know two guys who literally, they're not even supposed to be there, but to them, they're just hoping to get, you know, called up for a match. And, you know, luckily it happened for them, you know. But to me, it's like, I feel bad for people who are, you know, just waiting to get called up and it's not, like, happening for them. So I hope one day it will.
It will. But I love that take of it. We like to do something on the Coffee Talk with Friends called Hot Coffee Take. This take is a belief, a hill you will die on. You don't care what nobody says when it comes to wrestling. So, Miss Rain, what is your hot coffee take of the day?
Ooh, hot coffee take of the day in terms of wrestling, right?
Yes.
Okay. Ooh, God. I actually think that Paul Heyman is really involved with Brock Lesnar, and he is actually going to turn on Roman Reigns. And I think this is a good turning point for Roman Reigns to kind of get axed as a tribal chief, because... Because I feel like now he has, like, that kind of like the Judas basically in the bloodline. I think that's Paul Heyman. I really think that's Paul Heyman. As much as I love Paul Heyman with Roman Reigns, I really think that Paul Heyman would be that Judas, and he would still be loyal to Brock Lesnar.
I'm loving that right now. Because, you know, it was little things like, sprinkled in, like, how did you know that Brock was at SummerSlam? What's going on with that? Why is his your ringtone? You know, they're totally, it's like, it's a little thing, you know, it's like, ah, what's going on here? What's going on?
It's like, you know, at some point he's just going to, Paul Heyman's just going to make a huge mistake, and it's really going to add more fuel to the fire, and it will slowly reveal that it really is working for Brock Lesnar. I mean, come on. He's worked with the guy for, what, 20 years?
Like, yeah. He's stuck in the middle. He got the his main chick, and now he got his side chick, and he's the only one for to go to right now.
I love how you said that, because, like, when Roman Reigns was talking to Paul Heyman this past Friday on SmackDown, I was like, this scene seems like, you know, when you watch movies, it's kind of like, are you cheating on me?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Like he doesn't want to show his phone. He's being like very secretive about things. It's exactly what that is. It's hilarious. I think it's beautiful storytelling. It's super dramatic. It's being drawn out beautifully. So I'm thoroughly enjoying it, and I'm super stoked. I did a post just recently about it. Super stoked about the Bloodline versus New Day on Monday Night Raw. I'm ecstatic about this. I don't care what nobody says. It's free, good wrestling we're about to get on Monday Night Raw. I don't care if the rest of the show is bad. I'm excited only for that match.
Yeah, you know, I'm excited for that match too, because to me, it's like, oh, first of all, I love Big E. Like, honestly, at SummerSlam, he was so nice, super supportive, super kind to me.
Really?
Yes. Like, honestly, like, after, so I announced his name, right? And he was, like, doing his thing in a ring. And he kind of went towards my way. And he said, great work. And I was like, this is, oh, my God. That's so nice of you to, like, do that. Because it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, he didn't have to do that. But then he took his time, like, you know, to like tell me that. And I was like, thank you, man. Thank you. That was amazing, you know? And even backstage, actually, I saw him again after, you know, the kickoff show. He's like, how did it go? And I said, dude, like, it's amazing. And he's like, great job. And again, he didn't have to do that, you know? And it's not just him, but particularly for him, you know, that moment when he told me inside the ring, great work, to me, it's like,
nah, you gotta love the dude, man. You gotta love the dude. And I remember a friend of mine's, she has said, like, it says something about his character when all wrestlers from all promotions are giving nothing but love and support for him after he won the title last week, Monday. And it's a beautiful thing when somebody's just a genuinely a good person. And I'm not going to lie, we're going to end this episode on some love. Once again, Rain, thank you so much for taking time out your morning, because you're on the West Coast right now.
Yes.
To talk a little bit of wrestling, a little bit about who you are. Thank you so much. Good luck in the future. Hopefully you come back on another episode of Coffee Talk with Friends. Thank you. Let the people know where they can find you on social media.
Oh, thank you so much. You guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube at Ringside Rain, and that's Rain with an E. And if you're in the Southern California area, Orange County area, I'd be posting my events on my Instagram page, so you guys watch out for that. And thank you so much for having me. Like you said, I've been following you since, like, what, like last year or 2 years ago. It's amazing to be here. Thank you for inviting me. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Ladies and gentlemen, this was another great episode of Coffee Talk with Friends. We have the living legend, future superstar of WWE on this episode, Miss Ringside Rain in the building. Once again, Rain, thank you so much for coming on. And this is another episode of Coffee Talk with Friends.